Welcome to Reflections. I'm your host, Catherine Apello. And the music is from the Soundscapes channel. There's been a lot going on with the whole issue of marriage and the SCOTUS decision, and there was a lot going on even before this. So, I've been doing a lot of contemplating, as you all know, with the last podcast that I did about connection and flames and all that. You know, I've been doing a lot of contemplating about things in this area. And so I want to talk a little bit about this whole issue of marriage and who's in charge, because it seems like there's a lot of conundrum about, well, so who defines marriage, what is marriage, yada yada yada. I mean, how do you balance the whole constitutional issue, the religious freedom aspect, all of that, you know, the so-called, well, equality, and I mean, there's all this squaring away that everyone's trying to do. But before getting into that aspect, I've been thinking a lot about this, and okay, so how do I personally define marriage? The contract within a covenant, or holistically, how do I define, or how do I see marriage? For my own life and for what I'm hoping to bring into my own life, and how do I envision it in general, define it, envision it, see it. So I wanted to present that, and then what I have come to an understanding of in regards to the legalities of it. Marriage is, as I see it and understand it, it is a true union of two soulmates. It is a contract of heart, body, spirit, and soul between two consenting, matured adults that have a passion for each other, heart, body, spirit, and soul. Who share in the same path, dreams, goals. As an artist, for myself personally, I'm looking at it in terms of perhaps someone who will also have a vocational alignment so that I can share in a lot of collaborative efforts vocationally, artistically, and we can put our egos aside, the Lord willing, and do a lot of collaborative effort. It's a union where you have so much passion for each other, heart, body, spirit, and soul, constructively and positively and holistically, and you have shared dreams and goals and a shared path, that you always have each other's back, you are proud of each other's success, you encourage it with joy, you bring joy to each other, find joy in each other every single day of your life, for the rest of your life. No matter how many years you're together down the road, no matter what clouds are around you, in front of you, whatever. You revitalize, rejuvenate, inspire each other every day, encourage each other to reach for the stars. You have a real passion for each other in every respect, every single day. So you have a passion for collaborating, for creating together in any number of ways. Even if you've been together 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, doesn't matter. And each day you grow together on a myriad of levels as equal partners. It's not one walking behind the other or ahead of the other or two separate roads from each other. You're walking side by side in parallel, jointly, a real team. And so as a team, you grow together, you have the same dreams, similar goals, similar dreams, and together you work and create and collaborate, and you want to. Again, I don't care if you've been together 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 30 years, 50 years, 100 years, but you want to every day collaborate, create together to make each other better persons, to make each other stronger, to make the community stronger, society stronger. It's a real investment in each other, creative, intellectual, every which way. There is a synergy, a complement. There's a joint investment of creative capital, intellectual capital, understanding of each other, keen understanding. There's a deep intuitive bond. There's inspiration. There's a passion that never leaves. It's a real, true, equal union. A union of equals. Of heart, of spirit, of soul. And yes, there's a contractual aspect to it. There's a practical aspect. I'm not saying there isn't. So I look forward to this kind of union for myself and to give this to the other person as well in my life. I look forward to this for myself, hopefully in the very near future. So that's my holistic view of what marriage ought to be, and what a soulmate, union, relationship, connection ought to be. Now, what about the legal, contractual, licensing aspect of it? Well, marriage is a contract within a covenant. Now, based on the Constitution, based on the Bill of Rights, and what the Constitution says is the role of the federal government and even the states, the government technically, because it's a contract within a covenant, the government really has no say in marriage, and it really has no business, and it has no jurisdiction in the realm of marriage. So, how does this conundrum get resolved? Because you have, you know, people yapping about the whole equality thing. Oy, okay. Now, it is actually quite resolvable, believe it or not. Well, first of all, government needs to get out of the whole licensing marriage business altogether. Marriage contracts, very legally detailed, in line with existing contract laws, and, you know, that include, you know, legal voting age and other legalese, can all be drawn up and handled with pro bono lawyers working with spiritual institutions. So the spiritual institutions and entities, including humanist churches, and now we have atheist churches, which is an oxymoron, okay, and atheism is illogical, but that's a whole other podcast. But these institutions can draw up marital contracts detailed. I mean, they can be 30 pages, that's fine. So make them 30 pages, be really detailed, making sure that both men and women are protected, that everyone is equally protected, that children that come into the marriage are protected against any kind of abuse. I mean, we have laws on the books against abuse of persons and property and whatnot. So you can have very detailed contracts and licenses created by these institutions. You can have multiple witnesses, you can have them notarized. And then these contracts, they can be filed with wherever you file deeds. So that there's a legal record. And you can have provisions for, quote unquote, annulling the union that everyone agrees to, and settlements for the annulling of the union. And since it's been notarized, it's been drawn up by attorneys, you have multiple witnesses on both sides, they would have to be honored, or you take it to civil court. And the faith institutions could ensure that it's honored and handle the dissolution of the union and all that. And then there could be separate forms that would be also filed where there would be recognition that the union has been dissolved. So everyone is protected. Religious liberties is protected. And those who are yapping about equality, we want equality, yada, yada, yada. Fine, you get your equality. Shut the hell up. Everybody's protected. You know, the religious institutions, the liberal ones can marry to whoever wants to get married, two consenting adults. And those of us who are on the conservative end of the spectrum don't have to have anything shoved down our throats that we're not comfortable with and that we believe is in violation of the natural order of things. And in this way, the Constitution is strictly honored. The Bill of Rights is strictly honored. Everything is in order. There's no conundrum. Courts are out of it. Government is out of it. And if the LGBT community wants to make a commitment, they want to make commitments, fine. There are a number of churches, humanist churches, you know, liberal churches, temples, whatever, that will perform the ceremonies, and they can draw up these contracts, whatever, and then these contracts can be filed with some government office, some agent, whatever, just file them in, you know, whatever, I don't know, you know, wherever you file deeds or something. Right? But this can be resolved without having anyone's quote-unquote rights violated. But because it is a contract inside of a covenant, it really should be handled exclusively only by spiritual and such institutions. And as I said, after everything's been notarized and whatnot, fine. You can have 10 witnesses and have it notarized and drawn up by attorneys, very detailed, for everyone's protection. Make sure that everyone's of sound mind. Have them go through a 12-week prep program, series of, I don't know, you know, psychological whatever you wanna to have them do. Make sure that everyone's on the same page on whatever issues and whatever prep. That's fine, and people should be well prepared and matured and be on the same page, have similar goals, and they should be at a point in their life where they know vocationally what they want, and they should be on the same page. They should really have a great passion for each other, for where they're headed in life, for where they're at in life mutually. There should be a host of factors involved before they go into a marriage. So, fine, make sure that they're prepped. And that there's a really great, awesome chemistry, awesome passion, awesome everything going on, along with a lot of other stuff. But if we get the government out of it, we resolve the whole conundrum. Just get government out. In any formal sense, in any licensing sense, and there will be no conundrum. It's not rocket science. It's really not. Food for thought. Till the next podcast. Sun shine upon you. Live in peace, and please live in wisdom. Above all, live in wisdom. Namaste.